しょうがないよ。
Hi everybody and welcome to episode 85 of Comic Book Queers : Legacy. I am your host Brett and I am joined on the same love seat as my co-host Evil Jeff. Hi Evil!
Hi!
Hi! We're looking into each other's eyes.
We're looking at each other. Yes, we're actually together at last.
Thanks work travel.
We're in a hotel.
We're in a hotel room in Pasadena.
Where the Big Bang Theory takes place.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's their claim to fame.
Well, I want to leave.
Oh. Big Bang Theory only has one more episode left and then it's over forever.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that at all.
Series finale.
Good. So what plot twists are you expecting?
I think Amy should come out as trans.
Who's Amy? Is that
Sheldon's
Blossom?
Wife? Yeah, Blossom.
Okay.
Mayim Bialik. And then I want all of them to die in a horrible physics accident.
I would love that. You know I hate Johnny Galecki, right?
Did you meet him and
no,
that's why you hate him?
I don't know why. Johnny Galecki has the same effect on me that Robin Williams had on me when I was a kid and that Jesse Eisenberg has on me.
You mean he provided you laughter and joy?
No, I just had.
You hated Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Jesus, do you still hate Robin Williams?
No.
Okay. What made you change your mind? Mrs. Doubtfire?
Understanding
Dead Poets Society?
Understanding good stuff.
Oh, okay.
Being an adult.
But Johnny Galecki, you never got over the Johnny Galecki.
You know what thing. It was about? No, never. You know what it was about Robin Williams was Mork and Mindy. I think I hated
Mork and Mindy.
Thank you. Okay,
oh, it was
so
awful.
This makes sense now, right?
Yeah.
Like Robin Williams was Mork.
Yeah.
And then he was Popeye. And that's when I was like, oh, he's okay. He's good. By the way. All right. So I discovered this artist called Anika, who like had this album from 2010. Spotify Discover Weekly playlist.
Okay.
Long story short. I listened to her album. She does this song, and it goes, well, it's called He Needs Me. I can't remember it right now because I'm freaking out about the story. She's singing it. I'm like, oh, this is such a cool song. It's such a beautiful song. It's kind of cheesy, but it's kind of beautiful. Wait a minute. This is an Olive Oil song from Popeye.
Oh!
This is a
Shelley Duvall. Was it Shelley Duvall singing?
No, but it was a cover
oh.
of Shelley Duvall's song. From Popeye.
See, I hated Popeye.
Like, tech pop.
Because I was like, why are they singing boring, slow songs? I was just too young.
Yeah. No, I loved it. I loved it.
Wasn't it Altman? Didn't
Robert Altman
direct it?
Yeah, I think so. And it was filmed in Malta.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Where
Johnny Galecki.
Johnny Galecki, I want him to die in the series finale. That would be amazing.
You know, I wrote a spec script for The Big Bang Theory and made it to the semifinals of the
really?
NBC Writers on the Verge.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, then I had a pilot, the original pilot that made it
yeah.
to the next level. But I wrote a spec script where Amy slips Sheldon.
A note that says she's trans?
No. like Viagra. So they don't fuck her.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's in an episode of Little Sheldon. I'm assuming.
Oh, my God. My friend met Little Sheldon and said that he's like a weird little adult. Like, he's just like, hello, how are you? And they're
yeah,
like,
I mean,
why
they
are
cast
you still
a kid
acting
that
like
is
that?
Like that rather than a kid that's like a genius actor because that doesn't exist.
That means it's just going to be really, it's kind of like homeschooled kids, how they grow up weird. I mean, no offense to homeschool
people. I feel
people.
Like there are more homeschool kids than we think there are.
Well, it's because some of them turn out normal and then you don't think
yeah.
about them. But the ones that you can tell, it's like...
God.
It's like you need to have interaction with people your age growing
yeah.
up.
Yeah. I can't tell why people are off or what off is. But I know that we are here to talk about spoilers.
Yeah. Did you know there's a petition going around to redo season 8 of Game of Thrones?
Continuing our conversation from last week.
But it stems into this where people are so obsessed with not with things with knowing what happens
yep.
and and wanting it to happen the exact way you want it. The idea of just watching something and being surprised is just a thing of the past.
I don't understand. There's an argument out there I've seen on Twitter that says you should be beyond spoilers. To depend on spoilers for entertainment and enjoyment is the death of art. To which I say, whatever it is you have up your ass, please take it out because it's turning you into a prick.
But to play devil's advocate,
oh God,
we are the worst of spoiling things for people.
Well, I know, but it's the worst to have something spoiled. It's the worst. And for people to say it doesn't matter, it so matters.
So you're admitting we're garbage people.
We are okay, so somebody just tweeted at us. So I retweeted a shot of Captain America getting Thor's hammer from Endgame to the music of Dancing Queen. They play Dancing Queen over it. It's got like 8,999 retweets.
But you gave a spoiler.
I did, and somebody was like, first of all, I love this, but second of all, isn't this a huge spoiler? And I was like, you know what?
It's too late.
You're right. When the embargo, there's a literal embargo that was lifted. When that was lifted, all hell broke loose, but you are correct. Like, you are the cooler head. You are the one who is sane about spoilers. I didn't delete it.
All right, well, here, this is a question for you. What is the time frame of when something can be spoiled?
Well, first of all, I think when the directors are like, okay, spoil away, everybody, I think that's a good indicator. But I say, for a movie like Endgame, all the people who give a shit about seeing Captain America hold the hammer saw it within the first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What about a TV show?
A TV show, I think you have...
I think it's less. Yeah, because I think it's before... this is where people get mad. Once another episode comes out, the previous one is fair game.
Absolutely correct.
And my friend, she works at Universal Studios and gives tours. And they were being trained on the new... They were adding new different things for the Universal tour. And they added all this stuff for Desperate Housewives, which is from 2004. Yeah. And so then they were like, oh, this is where this happened, and then this is where this person died. And someone went, whoa, spoilers.
Oh, stop.
I haven't seen Desperate Housewives yet. And it's like, it's 15 years ago. If you haven't seen it yet...
Tough shit. What are you gonna do, hold the rest of us back like Alabama?
I'm just gonna pretend we are pretending Alabama doesn't exist in this podcast. I had someone get mad at me with comics though, where I was talking to my friends, because I will say doing this show, it makes me a fun storyteller, but it also makes me really bad when someone's like, did you see this movie? And I'm like, yeah. And I will fucking say everything. The person's like, I didn't see it yet. And I'm like,
you're like, I'm so sorry, this show does spoilers. I'm recording.
I know, right? And it's my friend told me I am the worst with spoilers, that she watched an episode of, she was about to watch the next season of Orange is the New Black. And I'm like, oh my God. And she went, don't tell me anything. And then I went, I will not tell you anything except a major character dies.
Oh my God. Oh, we have to talk about it later. Never mind. I have an X-Men thing. An X-Men thing, I believe, was spoiled.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Okay.
I have an X-Men thing too. But but I had a friend, he was reading, I started talking about New Mutants.
Yeah.
And the person who lives down the hall from me, he has the whole Fall of Mutants Inferno, like, of everything.
Oh my God, like, best friend. Hello, best friend down the hall.
That's our thing. So he started talking about it. He's like, and I was like, oh, honey, I know. And he's like, when is the last? And I was like, I know everything about this
one. I've read it a hundred times.
And we started talking about it. And then a friend was like, wait, I want to read that omnibus. Stop it. You're spoiling
me. Go fuck yourself. Are you kidding me?
And I'm like, this came out in the 80s.
Now I can't talk about my favorite thing from when I was 8 years old. Like, go fuck yourself. Oh my God.
Right?
There is no Santa.
Well, another thing I want to talk about with spoilers is one thing I do hate, which Endgame did, and I applaud them, is Endgame only put things from the first
act
in the trailer.
And it didn't seem like
the movie.
You know, like, remember, I think we even said, like, these are some meaty scenes. Like, there's no way that these are from the first act of the movie.
Hell yeah, they were.
They motherfucking were.
That's why some movies, like Happy Death Day, I saw the trailer, the whole movie was ruined because I knew this one scene still had
to come. And it was the, like, cut scene. It was like the mid-credit scene. And you based your whole premise of what that movie was going to be on that.
Yeah.
Not knowing it was the throwaway at the end.
Well, do you think we should test this theory of being spoiled?
How so?
By watching trailers and shit.
Yeah, so we're in the same room.
Yeah, so now we can kind of watch things live. So we can, like,
watch things and react to things live. So we've selected 5 videos that play to our tastes and the typical content of this typical show. So we're going to play a few now. We're going to start. Isn't this a cute desktop wallpaper of mine, by the way? Isn't this minimalist Nightcrawler illustration gorgeous?
Yeah.
It's my laptop wallpaper.
I love that. Do you know what mine is?
What?
I made it hot pink, but it's...
Is it a Zazel?
No, it's rough sketches that Alan Davis did of Excalibur.
Oh my God.
So it has it's Nightcrawler as well.
The thing I want to tell you about War of the Realms later involves Excalibur. Ooh. It's not about the reformation. Oh. No. It's just about Captain Britain.
Okay.
All right.
Speaking of spoilers, before we start this, my boyfriend prefers to be spoiled.
Okay, we're back to talking about this because I don't understand that.
Okay, here, I'm going to try and explain from his perspective. He is one of those people where anything, like even like watching like a Curb Your Enthusiasm where it's like awkward tension.
Yeah.
It drives him crazy. Like we watch Killing Eve.
Like a British Office.
Yeah. But even did you ever see Killing Eve?
I have not.
It's amazing. Watch it. But it's so tense because it's like an action thriller. He will be like running around the apartment. And so what he does.
Oh, he can't do tension.
Is sometimes we'll be watching a TV show and if he gets too tense, he grabs his laptop and looks and reads what happens so he cannot be freaked out.
Oh my God,
and that's how
Joe.
He feels about the movie.
Joe, I might have had that reaction to a horror movie maybe once where I was like, this is crazy. I just want to look up what happens so I know what's coming. I think I've done that once to a horror movie.
No, he wants that for everything.
Star Wars, anything.
He'd rather be just
the joy of surprise, the joy of the unexpected turn. It's such a part of storytelling.
Yeah. You know what the best is? When you go in without even seeing a trailer. If your friend's like, hey, come see this movie. And I'm like, never heard of it. You know what? Not even going to watch a trailer.
That's why Endgame was so perfect.
Usually that movie is amazing.
That's why Endgame, exactly.
No expectations.
Because we had no idea. Like, when they went back in time, when they all stood around a circle and put their wrists out unnecessarily, it was to give us the moment to look at our friends and be like, they're motherfucking going back to all the old movies. And, like, just buckle up. Like, literally buckle up to get ready for that. Oh.
Oh, my God.
The element of surprise.
All right, let's watch something.
Okay, so the first thing we have up in our queue, our curated queue. Let me get my Nightcrawler wallpaper back up. There we go. Thumbprint to unlock the screen.
That picture does not look like you.
That's from my wedding from a long time ago.
How long have you been married? Are you allowed to say that?
11 years.
Oh, 11 years ago, Brett.
Plus, I'm making a face I don't ever make.
It is. I think you're pushing your jaw forward.
It was a unique emotion I was experiencing.
See, these are things that we can't talk about in our regular
life. Exactly. Oh, my God. Look at me. Look at me going straight to age, too, about it. Oh, my God. Okay. So the first thing. So these are all videos that Evil Jeff and I have not seen yet, except for maybe the fifth one. We might have seen that many, many years ago, but we don't remember. So the first video is the first look trailer for the CW's upcoming lesbian thriller, Batwoman, starring Ruby Rose.
Crows represent order, security, safety.
Batman gave up on us. The Bat's not coming back.
The Bat is not coming back. Okay, post Batman. Oh, bad guys, though, still. Oh.
Hello, Sadow.
Alice!
Oh, that's Alice. Isn't Alice the sister?
Yeah, twin sister Alice!
Agent Morton, copy. Do you copy?
Sophie's missing. I thought you should know.
Are we that the first time we saw her?
Yeah. Find her? Ruby Rose.
Bad idea.
Kate Kane? Kate Keene? It's like some modified name.
If you notice, her hair is getting more gelled as this, as the story goes on.
Like oh, she's a terrible actress. She's gorgeous, though. She's so unbelievably beautiful.
I'm gonna take you down.
Ran in with a proper backup.
I do not want her getting in the way.
Who is that actress that's playing Alice?
Playing Alice? I don't know. She looks familiar.
She looks fun.
Is it Barbara Gordon from Gotham? No.
Oh,
no, who is that?
I need you to send your father a message.
She looks fun.
You're all I have left, Kate.
Alice is a great
character. Is that
character.
Gerard? Who is... No, that's not Gerard.
No.
Miller. Who the fuck is that?
Gerard Depardieu?
Gerard Depardieu.
Wayne Security. You owe my boss a new door.
Your boss is my cousin.
Wait, she's Bruce Wayne's cousin? Is that... Who is that?
Is that in the comics?
Seriously,
so I have to see his roles.
I don't know. Actually, Ruby Rose looks like she's nailing this part. Okay. Oh, bats. Oh, she's in a cave with bats. Oh, she's not bat. Oh, this is an origin. I assume she would have, like, been Batwoman at the start.
I need you to fix his suit.
The suit is literal perfection.
It will be. When it fits a woman.
So there's a, like, a young...
Oh, it's Greg Berlanti!
A young black guy is the Alfred character.
Is that Lucius Fox's relation?
I don't know. All right, what do we think of this Catwoman outfit? Awesome. I mean, Batwoman. It looks like Catwoman.
Yeah, because they didn't
That's
add the hair. They didn't add the hair yet.
Yeah. Oh, is the hair gonna be in it?
The hair's in it. The hair is like the main character. Ooh, I like it without the hair though. Is that Renee Montoya? Are we gonna have Renee Montoya?
I mean, she's a cop. She's a Latino cop.
I'm not about to let a man take credit for a woman's work.
Okay, it's see, here's the... Let's not fall into the trap of, like, oh, there's the hair.
Oh, they hand it with
the
red hair.
Oh, schlocky. Schlocky red hair. Okay, cute.
It's weird, though. There's CWDC. And then there's Gotham.
Yeah.
Which is its own little world.
Yeah.
And then there's the world of the Titans and Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
And then there's the Justice League cartoon.
Mm-hmm. And the movies.
And the movies. Yeah, I like that Marvel tries to consolidate a little bit.
They're letting go of it, though. According to Ming-Na Wen, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is not following MCU continuity anymore. They've kind of separated themselves.
Well.
Well, shit.
Well, I... I haven't ever watched it, so I can't complain. What did you think? Do you think you'll watch that? I'll watch the first one and decide. I want some good campy lesbian.
I want some campy lesbian action thriller realness.
Because that's the one thing. I love lesbian camp. And there's not enough of it.
Yes.
Yes. Miss.
There's enough... gay man camp and drag queen
what's
camp.
That
enough
who's that lesbian singer, that famous lesbian singer from the 90s?
Ani DeFranco.
No, I was saying she has that song Miss LaLanne, and she's on Constant
Melissa
Craving.
Etheridge.
Constant Craving.
It is.
What's her name?
Katie Lang.
Katie
yes.
Lang. Remember, she sang that song Miss LaLanne, and it was all campy. Like, she looked like a drag queen.
Remember when she was on Pee-wee's Playhouse Christmas special?
I don't remember that.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime and jingle bell shine.
Did she do the dance for Mean Girls? Is that what that's based off of?
No, she did some like country music, kind of long skirt twirling.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it, but I just, the CW, like I tried
we
to rewatch Charmed.
One,
Charmed.
Two, three, watch it.
Watch it.
you watched Charmed?
I started watching the new Charmed and then I got a little bored with it. It's the same thing, like, they...
It's the same thing without Shannen Doherty. Wait! Oh, my God! BH 90210?
I think they filmed it already.
I've seen the trailer.
Oh, should we watch the trailer?
Well, it doesn't give away what the show premise is, though. I think they're playing themselves.
What?
I think they're playing themselves as the actors who can't escape their connection to Beverly Hills 90210.
How are you going to do that when then when Luke Perry is dead?
Oh, right. Maybe I'm wrong.
I hope you're
wrong. Maybe they play fictional actors who used to be on a show. It's something meta like that.
Oh, I don't know if I like that. Well, I mean, Shannon Doherty and Jenny Garth came back for the second 90210.
With Trevor Donovan. Yeah.
And then did you watch that new Melrose Place from like 10 years ago?
Oh, God.
Where Sydney gets murdered?
Yeah, come on.
All right, whatever. Okay, let's...
All right, speaking of Greg Berlanti, he may have something to do with this next show. We're going to watch our first Swamp Thing trailer. This is the Swamp Thing Alec trailer. I don't know what that means. DC Universe original, but a different universe than the thing you
already
just watched.
Canceled.
For the last 7 months, I've been out of the water. See that? That doesn't belong.
Oh, okay.
What actor is that?
I don't know, but he's the Swamp Alec? Thing.
Got a reaction here.
Alec.
I would sleep with him.
Is that Liv Tyler? Yeah, he's cute. Oh, that's some bullshit special effects. That was real stupid.
It's a fight to the death.
Cutie.
Hear that? Everything's starting to wake up.
He's been in another Supernatural thing. Was that Wendy McLevin Covey?
Oh, was it? I thought it was Virginia Madsen.
Oh, that it is Virginia Madsen.
Get it.
Is he a bad guy or a good guy once he becomes the Swampy Man?
That was hard to follow. Hold on. It's going to go to like the original trailer.
I didn't get it.
Let's watch this other trailer that's loading automatically.
But here's the thing. Sometimes, because I'm an awful gay person,
yeah,
if someone's really hot, the lead, I'll watch it.
I'll watch it. Oh, absolutely. And if they're not hot, I'm like, I'll find a way to think they're sexy. All right, so it's people in a swamp. They're on like one of those Florida boats. You know what I mean, the swamp boat. Someone got pulled in. James Wan, executive producer. What is this kid bleeding on the, oh my God.
They got swamp flu.
Oh my God, it's all swampy people.
Wait, what is that?
Ooh, these Floridians.
Oh, this is all making it like it's a horror movie.
It looks horror. The last thing looked horror, too. I don't know about those, though. That special effects are bajanky.
Yeah, I'm not. Oh, ooh, and Virginia Madsen had cheek implants.
Yeah.
That's not good. Do you think we're set in stone? And now he comes out of the water.
Okay, we get it.
Do you think we're set in stone of the music used for trailers?
What do you mean? Like, it'll never change?
It's that, like, bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sick of it.
I think we'll reach an age soon where the music in trailers is ironic. Like, it'll be, like, posting a picture of Cap with the hammer. Thor's hammer to Dancing Queen. Like, I think it'll be...
Well, or that's the other... Or you do that, or you take a happy pop song and you turn it into a creepy, slow ballad.
Like Us.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Bro!
I got five on me.
All right, on the count of three.
One, two, three. Nope.
Skip it.
Skip it.
I mean, I'll probably watch it for the show.
I mean, I'll probably watch it because I subscribe to the fucking thing anyway, and I might as well get my money's worth.
I mean, I want to see Virginia Madsen as a hot mess.
She looked tragic.
Yeah, bad plastic surgery.
Oh, more like West Virginia Madsen, am I right? All right, here's a good one. Here's a good one. That was pretty good, actually.
That was so stupid. I love it.
Oh, my God. We're just having fun in this hotel room.
Okay.
Here we go. Hey, a little show called
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
Season
so
five.
This one I have seen. Evil Jeff has not, but there are thrills around every corner in this one.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He already knows about Miley, but he doesn't know about the other stuff.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, Black Mirror. Phones, iPhones, very Black Mirror. Moriarty.
Oh, yeah, I love him.
Falcon!
Oh, Falcon is a star of one. I
fucking love what Anthony Mackie so much. Oh, he's so great.
I don't have any friends. Rachel, you look incredible.
Oh my God, eighth grade, the Black Mirror episode.
Oh, shit.
Malcolm dead.
Miley!
Does she play a singer?
She plays a goddamn singer.
Oh, well, there's a stretch.
Safe.
I hope it's like a Hannah Montana thing.
How about this creepy 8th grade doll?
So basically, like, the Alexa is going to convince her to, like, kill herself or something?
Yep. Topher Grace.
Everyone lost it. My hook on the things.
What? Wait.
Oh, video game, what? Mortal Kombat video game.
There's a Mortal Kombat video game section. I guess that, and it looked like, I think people, the reoccurring theme is that thing you
it's
put on the head.
It's such a through thread.
And then it
yeah.
sucks you into like yeah. into like a virtual reality.
Yep. It's everywhere. It's, you know, the only more pervasive thing than that thing in Black Mirror is that song. But anyone who knows what love is,
and how, has that been in a bunch of episodes?
Understand. It's in so many episodes.
Oh, I never even realized yeah. that. I actually haven't watched a lot of Black Mirrors.
Get through all of them.
I know. The problem is I'll like one, and then I'll keep watching it, and then I'll see one yeah. that I hate, and then I stop watching
yeah.
it.
The only one that I was like, and it's still good, but I was like, this is so fucked.
So what's his name?
Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah, that's the one where it's like they live in those little boxes.
Yes, first of all, living in the boxes, I can't.
And they have to like bicycle
and
to get points.
Yes, and they earn all the points and they bicycle and they get to like, you think they're going to have a happy ending, and then she basically gets raped for the rest of her
yeah,
life.
Yeah, and then she becomes like a
and
hooker.
Then he becomes one of them because, oh God, yeah. they like used his faux rebellious voice. Oh. Turned him into a spectacle. That,
yeah, that's the one thing is sometimes it's not something you can binge always. There's some shows that don't binging. Yeah, it's too dark. Like once I binged 6 Feet Under.
Oh yeah, no.
And I was like, I'm gonna fucking kill myself.
Yeah, yeah.
This is so sad.
I had to stop Grey Gardens in the middle of it the first time I saw it because their madness was infecting me.
The documentary or
yes,
the Drew Barrymore
the
Jessica
no,
Lange
I turned
movie.
Off the Drew Barrymore one for another reason.
Oh my God.
All right, so this next video.
Wait, did we say about Black Mirror?
Oh.
All right, one, two, three.
Watch it. All right, so this next one is, I don't know what this is, but on YouTube, it's the algorithm was like, here, Brett, this is a Spider-Man Far From Home travel vlog. It's only 60 seconds long. Let's see what the fuck this thing is. I'm sure it's Tom Holland being adorable, so I'm in.
How old is he now?
He's like 23, 24.
So it's totally reasonable for me to want him to sit on my face.
Have you seen him do the lip sync battle where he did...
Where he went, did Rihanna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going around again.
Oh, who cares? I don't want to see him in drag. I want to see him naked on top of me.
Yeah, I know, but there's some real nice arm shots.
Can you, but
one.
Can we just, before you play it, I just want to... No, I guess it's bad. people are now getting in trouble sexualizing straight men. And now I'm wondering, are we bad that we're doing that?
No, we're not sliding into Tom Holland's DMs when we're in his social circle.
So is it okay to talk? No, they're even getting on where he like leaves, just like leaving a comment saying how hot you are to a straight person they're saying was being predatory.
Yeah. Well,
are we being predatory to Tom Holland that I'm just picturing what his butthole looks like and how I think it's like beautifully pink and hairless?
And how it probably tastes like French vanilla ice cream.
Yes. Is that bad?
No, it's not, because we are not.
Oh, and we're talking about James Charles. If you haven't looked up that whole drama, if you don't know.
We're not in a dynamic with other people who are trying to out-follower us on YouTube. Like,
yeah.
These people did not come for James Charles because they're upstanding people who are looking out for their fellow man. They were looking to fuck the kid. And so yeah. They did. They found a way. And they did the whole outrage thing that people do online and gets attention. And that's it. Is he gross? Yes. Did they need to make such a big deal out of it that he just ruined, destroyed whatever? I guess that's a career. No.
Yeah.
Like who are, like, what is that world?
I just want to know.
What is that world?
Is it okay for me to describe Tom Holland's asshole?
Yes, and his asshole is, it probably quivers like a newborn fawn in a spring breeze.
Okay, so if I were to spread a rumor, what would be the most believable? Tom Holland had sex with someone from the Avengers. Now, I think we've not imagined what, like, we've talked about the porn, who do we want to do who.
Yeah, but who would be
the actors-wise, if you feel like it could happen, who would it have been between?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Cumberbatch. And
oh, yeah, good one. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I can't even come up with another one because that's the correct answer. That's absolutely the correct answer.
Okay, but now we're going to watch Tom Holland, a Spider-Man vlog.
We're on our way to Mexico.
Woof.
I think Mexico's going to be really chill, man.
Ooh, it's like Tom Holland being Tom Holland.
Really relaxing and just super mellow.
This lucky fucking kid.
Look at him, just with what all his adoring fans.
Jake
Gyllenhaal.
So
look at those eyes, Jake.
Oh, Jake. Oh, Tom Holland's arms are my. They're my life.
Now they're screaming because he's doing an intricate handshake.
He's just gonna get hotter and hotter.
Can you imagine him when he's 30?
Look at Jake Gyllenhaal. Ooh, they're Spartan racing? What are they doing? Ooh, no. They're just climbing mountains.
What was that? Was that... What are those pyramids called? Machu Picchu?
Like the Incan temple kind of... So, Jake Gyllenhaal...
That was stupid, but he's hot.
Jake Gyllenhaal has a Instagram account for his weird-looking cat.
Is it really weird-looking?
It's really weird-looking.
Does he have any things of him topless holding the cat?
No, it's just the cat's Instagram. So let that be a window into Jake Gyllenhaal.
I hate people with cat Instagrams.
Me too.
Though. But I'll allow it for him.
But his is funny. Like, at one point, the cat is so weird-looking, and it's in a weird, like, it's, like, freaked out by something, and he just... wrote a caption that said, "This is freaky," like F-U-R-R-R-E-K-Y.
Does Jake Gyllenhaal make dad jokes in bed?
Yeah, but that's the hottest goddamn thing I can think of. If Jake Gyllenhaal were my boyfriend and he would look at me and like make a stupid pun, like,
I'd instantly. Here's what I imagine. He fucks me and then the condom breaks and he comes inside of me and then he goes, "Houston, we've got a problem."
And that happens every night, and it's funny every time.
Because I'm poking holes in the condom so that they burst on purpose. Because he just shoots so much cum. All right, this got really dirty really fast.
Right before he shoots, he goes, "Look out below!" I saw
or, he'd want to fuck me just looking at me like Donnie Darko face.
Oof.
It was just like that.
Oof. I saw the cutest video of Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal answering questions about each other. And, like, the two of them with their dynamic. Like,
oh, yeah. What was the movie they did together?
Did they do one together? I didn't think they did.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't think they did.
It was the one where they were pulling the strips off.
Yeah.
Google. Yeah, that's the video. Because you're doing. They did a movie.
Well, I love that video.
God, fuck.
Okay, if you let's just take a tangent. If you could like, if a genie, like if Will Smith from Aladdin, was like, okay, you can have sex with anybody right now, like I'll, but it won't be them. It'll be a clone, and then we'll just destroy the clone after.
But then do they act? Who do you like, want?
Do they act like who do you want me to make a clone of just to have sex with you and then be destroyed?
Fuck, you think you mentioned him. I think I'd want to have Ryan Reynolds.
Me too. Totally, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, right.
Because I feel like he'd be really, really good in bed.
He would be the best.
Yeah,
like he would just be so fun, and he'd be really good in bed, and he's like the fucking hottest. Like you put him next to any guy, and you're like, oh, Ryan Reynolds is so cute.
It's called Life in 2017, a sci-fi horror film starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds.
What? Life?
Yeah.
All right, I need to see this immediately.
Oh, it says that they're gay lovers and during bareback sex.
And they're verse. All right, so our next video, since we're in the same room together. Oh, shit. Okay. So, a friend reminded me of a video. I'm not clear if this was a series of shorts or if this was one long half-hour show. I went in thinking it was a series of shorts, but I think it was actually one long half-hour show. We are not going to watch the whole half-hour show.
Oh, this is a half... Okay, no, let's just watch a little bit
of it. We'll watch a little bit of it. But this is from sometime in the early 90s, potentially, maybe late 80s.
It's the Bush administration.
So it's the Bush administration. So working backward.
89 to 92.
Thank you. 89 to 92. It's the cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue. So this was a long PSA anti-drug program that took multiple cartoon characters from multiple properties, put them together to tell kids that drugs aren't cool. I know some of the cartoon characters we see in this, but they evidently, over this half hour, just keep coming and coming and coming. So if we watch...
Buckets of cum. And you're like, this children should not be watching this.
So many children were given facials, and it was a dark period in American history.
Do you think
history.
Barbara Bush made this because she's like, fuck you, Nancy Reagan, and you just say no. I'm going to double down.
I'm going to double down. I'm going to buy every motherfucking cartoon license I can. This is the most expensive PSA ever. How are you going to get all the... All right, so we'll watch a little bit of it and marvel at the cameos. Oh, by the way, this is a recording from a VHS cassette tape. Buena Vista Home Video, remember them? They're called Disney now.
A message from the many faces of Ronald McDonald Children's
Oh, my God. Oh, Ronald McDonald.
For
the
children. Oh no!
Oh, I remember this!
It's dying children singing!
Oh my god, this is so uplifting!
Oh look, a man, boy in a wheelchair playing basketball.
Oh my goodness, this is Ronald McDonald House in its prime.
Girl in a wheelchair.
They don't advertise like this anymore. Just say no. Oh, this is Jesus-y. This is a bunch of disabled children singing "Loved, Lifted Me."
With a black child Baptist choir. Oh, and a deaf child.
Oh, he's so cute.
Ryan McDonald's Children's Charity.
Okay, so, Cartoon All-Stars title. It is made on a computer.
Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue.
Barbara Bush looks young.
Dealing with drugs and by young, and like less a fresh old. 75.
Characters will help you understand how drugs and we alcohol bought all these characters to so tell you that drugs will ruin your life.
Your not gonna do it. Right
oh my god, she's strangling a dog.
Oh my god, why is she
stay
the dog
away
like that?
From drugs.
She had her finger, she was like trying to make the induce vomiting from the dog.
Okay, so we start in this serene morning village, suburban. I'm sensing Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Is this Alvin and the Chipmunks? I love the Alvin and the Chipmunks Saturday morning cartoon.
Do you remember the one where they had a dog and it was run over by a car? And Theodore lost his goddamn mind?
I don't remember
like,
that
Alvin
one.
And Simon took it in stride and Theodore went berserk. Me and my sister watched in horror as a puppy died on the Chipmunks. Smurfs!
Wait, someone just stole a piggy bank. Well, the Smurfs are all just an LSD trip.
Oh, so someone stole a piggy bank so they can get drugs, probably.
Yeah.
Like a baby.
Papa Smurf.
Great Smurfs! Corey's piggy bank is gone.
Corey's piggy... Oh, he sees through the comic book.
Oh, the Smurfs can see into
inventive.
The real world.
This is inventive.
Oh, is Corey's older brother stealing it for drugs?
Absolutely, yes.
Who smurfed the bell? Hurry, my little Smurfs.
He said, who smurfed the bell? That means, who fucked the bell? They're jumping out of a comic book into this kid's room. I didn't know Smurfs had Alf.
Alf cartoon.
I see Garfield's leg.
You want to help track down the thief, Garfield?
Hey, going through life with a blue lampshade
oh,
is work enough.
Oh my god, the crossover. The crossover star power. We have Alf, original Garfield. Original Alf, original Garfield. Garfield was a lamp.
Help? Or do you want to be lunch?
That's
oh,
right,
Alf eats cats! Oh my god, he threatened him!
Pushy alien.
Alright, where's the drugs?
Get to the drugs! Oh, Alvin! Oh, it's Simon and Theodore!
Excellent opportunity to be of service.
Oh, Theodore is the cutest thing.
Can you remember the Chipettes names?
Brittany, Eleanor. Ooh, Brittany was the Alvin, Eleanor was the Theodore, and the Simon was Jeanette? Yes!
Winnie
the fucking Pooh. Oh, bother. Oh, bother.
I think we need to fast forward until some drugs are
done. Obvious we're trying to wake Corey up, but we're not trying hard enough.
Oh, wait, there he is.
Wally never did this sort of thing to the beeve.
Oh, Corey's
Michael?
Brother.
It's me.
Michael.
Oh, wait.
I'm just looking for... Is that my piggy bank?
I told you to stay out.
Motherfucking Slimer.
Slimer from the Ghostbusters cartoon.
Get to the drugs. By the way, thank you, Steve, co-host of the Inferior Men podcast on the Universe Ed Network for the suggestion. Told you I would give you credit.
What difference does it make? I got it, didn't I?
Oh, they're smoking,
they're
a,
smoking
joint.
A joint. Ooh.
And the smoke has come alive.
The smoke is a villain.
Yeah.
I think it's Robert Loggia.
But I got something even better. Latest thing.
Crack cocaine. Literally crack
cocaine.
Oh my god,
it's crocs of crack in a cartoon.
This kid has rocks of crack.
Okay.
And then this girl's hat is... This, what is fucking
atrocious.
Six from Blossom?
Oh my god, okay, Six. It's not Robert Loggia.
It'll make you feel good.
These kids are literally smoking
crack.
Oh, and
then they just drop the crack on the floor. That's dumb. And then why... Why is there cop cars coming? They were in a corner holding crack.
Why?
And then cops are like, let's turn
just
on the sirens.
Because drugs came out.
They're like, I smell crack.
Oh my god. Look at this Republican bullshit.
Wait!
Sorry, pal. At times like this, you're on your own.
Great.
Oh, excuse me. It's gonna be a cartoon character, this cop.
It was my first time.
Watch.
Honest,
it's gonna be like, heavens to Murgatroyd.
What's up, Doc?
Oh,
yes!
No.
It's better!
Okay, you win.
What's up, Doc?
I'm not a cop.
Fucking
I'm
bugs, man. Classic.
Just because I got long ears doesn't mean there's nothing in between them.
You were running from a rabbit? He's a cartoon.
Look who's talking.
Bugs Bunny is like alpha cartoon,
you know,
power, right?
You know,
like,
yeah.
Out of like
good.
All
yeah.
the cartoons that have all the powers, Bugs Bunny is...
A joint?
He's...
So
a
what's
god.
The big
okay, Bugs Bunny just
I mean,
said a joint.
How
he
did
said
you start it anyway?
Bugs Bunny just said a
I
joint.
What do you care?
You are not going to outrun Bugs Bunny.
But if you'll give me that old cause I wanted to routine, maybe you need a little memory refresher.
When did, what is his name, Mel Blanc? When did he stop doing the voice of Bugs Bunny? This isn't Mel Blanc.
This is not Mel Blanc. In the late 80s, or mid 80s, maybe?
Now let's see here. Where's that instruction manual?
Jesus Christ.
All right, Bugs Bunny. Let's fast forward.
Fast forward.
Drugs.
That's funny. There's a couple of beers missing.
Oh, honey. There's beers. You probably drank them watching football last night.
Oh, honey, you're an alcoholic.
Well, I'm going to start cleaning out the garage. No. Grass.
Oh, a 50s propaganda video.
Well, yeah,
it's
sure
black and white, and they're smoking marijuana.
What's the matter? You scared?
No.
In this 90s cartoon.
You still think it was your choice?
Well, I didn't want them to think I was a wimp.
Better a wimp than an all-day sucker.
Everybody's doing it.
Come on, it's no big deal. Do it.
All right, hold on. Holy shit, he's about to fall down a sewer!
Is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in this?
It sure is.
Oh shit, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are gonna stop him from doing crack?
Just Michelangelo.
How did you ever get so totally cool?
What am I doing down here?
Michelangelo is like the epitome of cool. Hole, so if he says like, yeah, drugs are real cool, dude. You're like, whoa.
Well, it's like, how is a character who's based off of Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High supposed to tell you not to do drugs?
Your brain, they just make you feel good, right, Mikey?
Right.
All right, where's the part? The Muppet Babies.
You're taking his...
Okay, the Muppet Babies just showed up.
Kimmy.
Oh, I think they take an LSD trip, Kermit and Piggy. Baby Kermit and Piggy. They're going through someone's brain on acid. The brain's on acid, not Kermit and Piggy. Kermit is like, here's what chasing the dragon is, friend. What's happening?
The bigger the high, the bigger the low.
Okay, thanks, chief expert drug guy. And it's not even like real Kermit, it's baby Kermit.
And then Miss Piggy's like, but remember, always have vitamin C and know your dealer.
And remember, it's called Suicide Tuesday for a reason.
Gonzo.
Gonzo's like, just take the drugs.
This all makes drugs look cool.
This is why I'm a drug addict.
Let's move on.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie have joined us. It's a musical number. We'll skip that.
Go ahead, kid.
Now the little sister's going to take drugs.
I want her fucking main lining H by the end of this episode.
I want her shooting up in between Pooh's toes. Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Oh, Bava, she's putting a syringe in between my toes.
Cloth and stuffing. Besides, that bear doesn't get around much. I do.
Who is this voice of the smoke villain? I love it.
I don't trust...
What is all this stuff?
I don't trust anyone with a turtle neck, so that girl should be... Do you ever see the Punky Brewster drug episode?
Somebody help me.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
Where she meets with the popular kids, and they're just like, we have candy. And she's like, what kind of candy?
Yep.
And the girl literally holds out a vial of crack, a bunch of pills, a joint, and cocaine.
And I'm like, who's your dealer?
I know. Well, who the fuck?
Can I get some? I never had a dealer that could come through like that. All right, drug trip. Daffy Duck! Yay!
You're looking into a bowling ball.
Yes, of course. That would explain the 7-10 split.
Daffy Duck's the fucking best, man.
There. Now can you see my future?
Of course I can. I've got a knack for this sort of thing, you know.
Why is it the harder you try to make kids not take drugs, the more you want?
I'm dying to take drugs right now.
All right, how does this end?
I'll help. Oh, they're going
to
kill the smoke monster.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa! Into the...
Can't get rid of me this easy.
A vacuum cleaner. Oh, now he goes into the dump.
And you can
right, you know. He will try to come back.
Oh, this is an addiction metaphor.
Right, guys?
Should you need us? Yes, should you need us?
Oh, bother. But that's okay, because these pills mommy takes, they're prescription. So those are okay because the doctor said. Now, it's weird because mom has the same prescription from 5 different doctors.
That was crazy. Everybody's on drugs, little Corey.
Oh, my God. Is that all of them?
That's all of them. That's all the videos.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to X-Men.
Yeah, we're... Sorry, guys. We'll talk about more comics next week, but who are we kidding? We probably could just skip comics, but we have to talk about the X-Men.
Yeah.
It's fucking Emma Frost.
Yeah, we have to talk
about it. But there's
some shit that happens before her.
I'm going to go out there.
Go out there.
I think not since Grant Morrison's run. I think this is the boldest run of the X-Men I've read since Grant Morrison's run.
We are making some choices. We're making choices.
He's like, oh, this character? Kill them.
Fuck them.
These villains? Kill them. This plot line? Get rid of it. Like,
I can see Marvel being like, hey, Matthew Rosenberg, you're doing a great job. Would you like to finally write Uncanny X-Men? Yeah, I would love to. Okay, here's the rub. Everyone's gonna fucking hate you because of the shit. The ultimate goal is to thin the herd. Could you do that for us? But everyone will hate me. We know. But you'll write X-Men. Yes.
I'm all for it.
I love it.
I'm all for it. This one, we had another fucking death.
We had a ton of them.
But here's the thing, is clearly Emma Frost is now manipulating the X-Men and the villains, the Marauders, into battling each other. She's fucking just puppeteering the whole thing. And so okay, do you know what there's a big question that was not answered with these Marauders.
What?
Can you think of
Who the fuck is that Polaris chick?
Who the fuck was Malice dressed as, that looked like Polaris?
I feel like something happened a while ago that maybe not Polaris.
Well, yeah, but I mean, was there an actual thing where Malice came back and just has the same hairdo?
That's where I feel like, yeah, but I don't know for sure.
Doesn't matter because she's dead. Well, I guess Malice wouldn't be dead. She would just go to another body.
Yeah, but it's like also these Marauders, I mean, they've been cloned and killed so many goddamn times.
That is also true.
So many times. Which is why I'm glad Sinister showed up. That was batshit.
Yeah, Sinister shows up, has a battle. Havoc goes apeshit on all the Sinister clones and uses his power to such an extent that he's now see-through. His atoms
He is see-through.
His atoms are dispersing.
Havoc is see-through now. He's a cloud. He's
Wolverine
a ghost.
Wolverine straight up quits.
What a mess.
What's her name?
Karma quits.
Karma quits. She's like, oh, I'm fucking rich. I'm out of here.
She quits because she's rich. Okay. Oh, and by the way, I have Shogo. I love that. I love the, like...
Oh, I'm going to take that other baby that Jubilee...
I love the hacky sack. Yeah. We're playing with Shogo.
I was like, we'll put her with... I love how it's like, oh, here's an Asian baby. Have an Asian woman adopt her. That Asian woman disappears. Let's have a different Asian woman adopt her. So we have a Japanese baby, a Chinese mother, and now a Vietnamese foster mother. All Asian countries are not the same. It's so fucked up. But then they're just casually talking about Emma Frost.
Yes.
Just apparently... I had a thing with this Emma woman, and I'm like...
Well, according to Juggernaut, we were close. I don't see how that's possible. It's insane. We have lost Chamber.
Chamber was very different from the Generation X one.
Yeah, or even the new Generation X one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Christina Strain.
Because he went full-on crazy town.
He went full on crazy town, and then Harpoon killed him before Harpoon died. I didn't know Chamber could do that to people, could burn people to a crisp.
Well, how did you think he used his powers?
I don't know. I always thought that was like more psychic energy, and it was just
Wouldn't you think he actually did?
I don't think I ever really understood what she... I don't think I ever understood what Chamber did. You were surprised that the man
who had fire coming out of his mouth burned everybody with fire.
What did he ever do?
Yeah, he was stupid. I'm glad he's gone.
I'm glad he's gone.
Well, remember when he blew his whole mouth off and then they rebuilt it on?
Yeah.
And he was like the apocalypse?
Yeah. He had the apocalypse jaw.
And then he came back and runaway. Well, I like when
he
died,
he was just like a big like mouth hole.
Yeah.
I like the artist did that.
Yeah, it's just... And then it ends with Emma Frost, though.
And Mystique with her boobs out.
Mystique, her full-on nipples and everything.
Oh, my God.
And she was breastfeeding. No, I'm just kidding. And they're just like... Basically, she was like thinning out the... Did she say thinning out the herd? Or like what?
Maybe.
She was like, they're killing everyone off for us.
Yeah.
But I will say, she's like doing all these... She's doing more murder. How do you feel about Emma Frost?
I don't think she's doing murder.
Well, she set up... Well, she didn't know that...
She didn't know Chamber was going to pop off. She thought Scott was going to arrest them.
Yeah.
That's all.
But she seemed happy that they were dead.
She was just like, whoa. She's probably a little drunk. She's hanging out with Mystique. Mystique's a bad influence.
I know. Mystique is an awful influence.
Bad influence. So Emma's like, oh. Emma probably like went in the bathroom and was like, oh my God, I'm acting like such a bitch right now.
Do you think... So clearly the next... Although this is doing that stupid thing where it ends with
the cover. The cover. Oh my God.
Which Marvel hasn't been doing.
I know. Who are you, DC?
So clearly the end of the next issue will be Emma and Scott meeting each other.
It might go right into that.
Ugh, no. No. I feel like... Although, because that's the thing though, is we only have 1 month left and the X-Men come back.
Yeah. Did you see that Emma's being used in a new series? There's something... There's pencils online of Emma in a limo.
Of who?
We don't know what it is. An artist... I don't know what it is. An artist said... He was like, okay, I can finally unveil these. Here's a little project I'm working on. And it's Emma in the back of...
But it's not X-Men? Or it could be.
Don't know. But also, did you see the cover to... I think it's Powers of 10, number 2. Just so happens I have it saved in my Photos app.
Let me see.
Just in case. Shit, do I?
Oh my God.
Hang on. One moment. One moment, please.
Oh my God.
I don't know where it is. I don't have it.
Hear that, viewers? You waited all that time for nothing.
That's how you fuck with expectations.
But X-Men is... it's the weird thing is I don't know how... I feel like X-Men is... Uncanny is so solidifying itself in this world.
Yeah.
But then in a month, all the X-Men come back. And I'm like, I'm almost not ready for them to come back. I want Age of X-Men to die, but I'm not ready for this uncanny thing to stop.
Don't worry. It'll die all abruptly in the fifth issue of every book. Because I swear to God, we're in issue 4. And it's still like, we're all brainwashed.
Wait, I remember something.
What's that image? It's nothing. You're right, it's nothing. 4 issues of, you're right, it's nothing.
Ugh. Did you say it was House of X or Powers of X?
Powers of 10, Powers number of 2. 10.
Powers of 10.
Oh, I know what happened. I texted it to somebody. I'll find it in a moment.
Because Age of X-Men, we can talk about it, but it's
so we had Next Gen and Marvelous X-Men.
It's just not good. I mean, Next Gen is my favorite, I think, out of all of them. Yeah. I just like Blob. Like,
it's funny.
Bob,
it's
Blob being Blob.
Yeah.
Or Glob, not Blob.
Yeah, Glob being Glob. But it's just like, it's a well-written book. It's super funny.
Can Glob and Blob be on a team together?
Well, I do feel like Blob is going to take a face turn. He's going to start to be a good guy. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's... What happened in Marvelous X-Men?
A riot ensued... Like, it was the first book where, like, all the different teams, like, converged.
Where Nate was, like, showing Jean Grey something.
That was so weird.
And there was all these things that was showing everybody their past lives, and it was all lies, but it was Apocalypse doing it. But then maybe it wasn't Apocalypse doing it.
It's very strange.
I did not understand it, and I did not like it.
Yeah, it's just... Oh, here it is. Yay! Okay, here's the cover.
What?
Yeah, look at that. Emma Frost with a big X on her collar. Now, this one could jump around in time. This could be an older Emma Frost that we've already seen.
I thought history of X was the... House of X.
No, I think that's more... No, I think it's this one.
Oh, Powers of Ten is the one.
Yeah.
I just don't want it to be alternate stuff. I guess it's just time jumping.
I think it's time jumping. I think it's reframing the history.
I'm here for it, and I'm excited for
it. Hey, any Emma, I'm fine. I'm fine with it. I really am. I really am fine with it.
Well, I think we did it.
I think we did it. I think we sure did do it. You know what I'd like to do soon?
Yeah?
I would like to do an episode where I'm going to call it the Predictive Analytics MCU episode. I'd like us to sit down and kind of guess where the next movies are going to take us, what they're going to be, what the ultimate goals of like phase 4, phase 5, phase 6 are, when mutants are going to be introduced, how.
And then see if we're right.
Yeah, think it through. I don't know. Let's come up with some theories.
Wait, didn't you have a War of the Realms thing you needed to talk about?
I did. So War of the Realms is really good, but I wanted to point out War of the Realms Strike Force War Avengers, that one shot.
Yeah.
The team that Captain Marvel leads. One of the team members is Captain Britain.
Yes.
And he's not in the book. But they are, the rest of the team, Venom, Deadpool, Lady Sif, Captain Marvel, they are surrounded by dark elves. And then all of a sudden, Carol is like using her get out of jail free card. And she opens a portal into the wall. And Captain Britain pops his head out. And he's like, y'all need help? And she was like, yeah. And he's like, all right, come on in. And he pulls them into like Omniverse.
Like Roma's area.
Yeah, and he has started a school, like a Harry Potter school. So Captain Britain is essentially Dumbledore.
Well, that's had already happened.
Oh, it did?
Because what's the one, the Hunger Games one?
Avengers Arena. Yeah.
Half of the kids were from Captain Britain's school.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was just so nice to see. It was so nice to see. Captain Britain, I think, is just a character with so much potential.
I know. They keep on bringing him back, and I think he's popular, but it's like he's such a good character.
I think he's going to get a big push. Well, they say in Far From Home.
That's the thing. It's fucking Alan Moore.
Yeah.
Like, wrote the shit. Like, someone make a Captain Britain movie.
I mean, that's a whole franchise right there with fucking Roma and the, and like, Jamie, and come on. So.
Saturnine.
And then that's maybe how Saturnine. We could get, like, Psylocke.
How do you say that?
Saturnine. It would just be so good. But in Far From Home, evidently Mysterio says he's from that Captain Britain universe.
Yeah.
So maybe.
So Mysterio is from 616.
No, he's from 833, which is the Captain Britain, Spider-Man UK, Captain Britain Heavy.
Oh, okay.
Like, UK-verse. So...
Maybe, interesting.
Maybe. Wouldn't it be great if Mysterio wasn't lying and he really was from an Earth 833 and it was all British heroes? Oh my God.
Well, I don't know if you can hear that, but
those sirens mean.
The sirens said the cops have found us.
They found us. All right.
We murdered a body.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
This is someone else's hotel room and their dead body is under the bed.
Also, I want you to read Giant Man, the War of the Realms tie in. Because it's phenomenal.
As soon as I have a moment, I'm going to read all of it.
Read all of it.
Okay.
Amazing Spider-Man Hunted is really good, too.
All right.
Good.
Is that a War of the Realms tie-in?
No. It's the Kraven the Hunter.
Oh, is that Get Better?
Oh.
Because I stopped reading it. Oh, so is that yes?
I love it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just reading it. Okay.
All right.
They're at the door. The cops are at the door.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Give us a rating.
Yeah.
Look at our farewell is more integrated.
I know,
we're in
right?
the same room.
Yeah.
All right. Meet us online.
And don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs, says Alvin Garfield Slimer.
Winnie the Pooh.
And Michelangelo.
And the Muppet Babies.
And the Muppet Babies.
But remember, just to let you know, if you do decide to do drugs.
If you do decide to do drugs, do drugs.
Then that makes you queer.
Oh my God, we did it at the same time.
I know.
Amazing.
Bye. I know.